Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a News.com newsflash.
It's almost spring in Russia, and the drones are flying again. News.com has learned dozens of drones flew into 7 Russian territories Wednesday, March 13, apparently from Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry reported the military shot down at least 58 drones from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning. But other Russian officials admitted several drones got through and caused damage. The TASS news service revealed windows were damaged in the front of the Federal Security Service building in Belgrade. The front of the building was damaged as well, according to the new Voice of Ukraine. No one was injured, Belgrade Regional Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov reported on Telegram. But he said some towns lost power and a gas supply line was damaged by falling drone debris, while one drone fell into the river. Reuters quoted Gladkov as saying the attack damaged several homes in the town of Gubka. Dozens more drones reportedly were downed across Russia Tuesday. But as News.com reported, a large oil refinery was damaged. The Kyiv Independent reports 2 other refineries were attacked, one of them in the Leningrad area. Gladkov added the Tuesday attack also injured 2 people, while the roof of a shopping center was damaged by a falling drone. The main goal, I have no doubt about it, is to, if not disrupt the presidential election in Russia, then at least somehow interfere, President Vladimir Putin was quoted by ABC News as saying. Putin is up for re-election March 15 to 17. One independent group that supports Ukraine indicated his view is correct. Russians will vote for whom they want, not for whom they should. Russians will live freely, said Maximilian Andronikov of the Free Russia Legion. The New York Sun quoted Andronikov as saying his group's larger goal is that Russians will sleep freely, not be afraid of the doorbell, and will say what they think without fear. Ukraine has 10 drone factories, which officials say hope to produce thousands of long-range drones this year to strike as far as 600 miles inside Russia. Front page detectives quoted a Ukrainian official in late February as saying the drones have a range to reach Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin's defense ministry counted 796 Ukrainian drones shot down in the last week of February. Some of the softest targets for Ukrainian drones may be Russian armored vehicles. The New York Times, quoted by Business Insider, reports tanks lack gear to guard against electronic items. But Russia's high success rate in shooting down drones reportedly is because its electronics can scramble Ukrainian navigation systems. Meanwhile, Newsweek reports the Russian army will begin testing a new ground-based drone called Zubilo in April. A 2023 model of the Zubilo was heavier and less flexible for movement, its manufacturer said. Russia already has a Marker army robot with artificial intelligence capability, while Ukraine is testing its own robot called Ironclad.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.